How's it going, everybody? It's Evan, here with Josh on Life is Funny podcast, back after a week off. I wonder if I'm sure a decent subset of people notice, like, when there's a missing week, like if, you know, like if Rachel listens every week or something. But yeah. I'm also sure there's plenty
our
of people
loyal
that,
listeners
that don't, you know? Like,
yeah, absolutely not. I think, like, there are several podcasts where, like, I listen to them, and if they missed a week, I would never know. But I only listen to those podcasts, like, a couple times a month, and I'm usually not listening to the most recent episode. I'm not listening in order because there's no order, per se, to the podcast other than what date they were released. So chronologically, I suppose. But they're not connected to one another. But then there are other podcasts that I listen to where if they didn't release for a week, I would absolutely notice it.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm kind of that way with my podcast, too. Like, I don't know, a lot of the podcasts I listen to, well, not so much like over this last year that I've sort of caught up on a few, but it was like, oh, if I'm listening to, you know, the Crime Junkie podcast or something, like, A, usually they're not super dated necessarily. Like, you could listen to them whenever, you know, sometimes they'll mention a year or like, oh, you know, it's still, you know, unsolved in 2023 or whatever. But like, they're like, now that I am caught up, I do listen, you know, to a new episode every week, and I get through, you know, the four or five different Crime Junkie shows that I listen to and watch. So I notice if there's an episode missed, but I can also just go to, you know, one of my other podcasts that I still have a significant backlog of. And same with like the food podcast that I listen to. It's like, sometimes I guess that's a little dated because usually they'll, you know, they're having guests on that are like, oh, your new book just came out and I'm on tour in 2020 or it's like, you know, whatever it might be. So like, but the actual content isn't affected by that. So all that to say is welcome back, you know, if you've missed us.
Thank you.
Keep on rolling. If you are just sort of binging through and didn't even notice.
Yes.
Yeah. If you're not looking at the, like, it's still 260, whatever it is, you know, chronological.
Yeah.
And if you're not looking at
we
the
don't
release
skip
date,
numbers.
Yeah, right, exactly. So,
good deal. Well, I guess we've had plenty of time. So, what have you been up to the past couple weeks, kind sir?
All kinds of stuff. I mean, not nearly as much as, you know, what you've been up to, but probably the highlight actually was going up to, you know, where you were and starting our you know, highlight day off with a nice little brunch with you and Lauren.
Yes, indeed. Get some waffles.
Yeah, some Wally waffles. A quick aside, I don't really have too many thoughts on the waffle place. It was fine. It was good, you know.
It was fine. It's nothing to, like, write home about.
No.
It
the
is
company,
just a waffle place.
Yeah, the company was the highlight. We could have eaten wherever. But looking at the table next to us towards the end of our meal, like, the pancakes looked like the star of the show. And this place is called Wally Waffle. Like, my waffle was good. Like, it had a bunch of stuff sort of mixed in, but it was definitely, like, I feel like breakfast food is hard anyways because it's one of the foods where it's like, it's always usually, well, breakfast food should be cheap, but sometimes it's not. And it's always like, I could probably make this at home. And then the other thing is, like, I don't really eat breakfast very often, so I don't appreciate it like that much. So,
I mean, I almost got a burger there because I don't eat breakfast either.
Right. So the breakfast food was like, okay, whatever. But anyways, my point being, the pancakes looked like way better than the waffles. So if I do ever go back again,
how do
I'll
you
have
make
to give
a
it
a waffle look good? Like,
well,
like,
no. I just mean
like
the waffle looks good, but like the waffle's got to be crispy, and even just the stuff on it. Like I got like a peanut butter banana and bacon waffle, but like the bananas. Yeah. Like, when I make a peanut butter and banana sandwich, sometimes I'll do a grilled PB&B, and that's super tasty because, like, the bananas get a little caramelized, a little soft. All they did, though, was put some peanut butter
slice up a banana.
Chips. Yeah, and slice up a banana. Like, a smear of peanut butter over the top would have gone miles, you know, for making it taste better. Ugh. And, like, just some slight cooking of the bananas.
Would you do crunchy peanut butter or just creamy?
Maybe. I like both. I am a crunchy peanut butter. That's what I eat almost exclusively these days. I didn't used to. It used to be exclusively creamy, and then in college it switched. So,
wow, that's quite the transition from a creamy to crunchy guy.
I know, right? You know, I don't know if people usually go back. Maybe as they get older, right? If they, you know, you can't handle the crunchy, like, you don't want to just be, you know, swallowing a little. I guess they're small enough, but the little nut bits.
I think you'd be fine. So, thank you. Yes, we got waffles, and I mean, I agree. The the pancakes. I can't remember if it was you or Rachel that pointed them out at one point while we were eating, but like
definitely that
stack of pancakes,
yeah, it looked good.
It looked a little more substantial than the waffle that was on my plate.
Right. Hey, same here. But anyways, it was great to hang out, catch up with you and Lauren in person. That's the first time we have seen each other probably since the summer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we didn't.
Yeah, we try to keep it to once a year, seeing each other in person, you know?
Once, hey, you know, maybe once every, what's, I know, is there like a business term for, I guess, biannual? Like, I was going to say once a quarter, but that's like jumping, you know, that'd be quadrupling
that's
how much we see.
Year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, is there a term for once every 6 months? Other than
biannual,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this may have been our biannual meeting. Well, it is at least because we already have plans to see each other, you know, in a couple months. So, yeah.
It's true. It's true. I just don't like the word biannual. Just like I don't like the word biweekly, because does it mean twice a week or once every other week?
That's true.
Like,
yeah.
what does biannual or biweekly mean? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. So let's just call it our regularly scheduled or irregularly scheduled hangout. I
irregular,
like that. Yeah.
There we go. Our irregular.
That's
scheduled.
Good. This right now, this is our regularly scheduled hangout.
Yes.
And anything in person is our irregularly scheduled hangout. That's
exactly.
Pretty funny. I like
exactly.
That. But yeah, that day was fun too, because right after that, and part of the reason why we were, you know, up your way was Rachel and I got to go to a Yankees game, which was cool. I had bought tickets back.
I thought
in
it was
March.
A Guardians game.
Well, it was. That's I've had a couple people tell me that because yeah, it was in Cleveland, at their stadium. They were playing the Guardians, so yes, it was a Guardians game for a lot of people. For me, it was a Yankees game. You know, I don't care who would have lined up against them. I was there for the Yankees, but it wound up being a crazy, crazy good game. It went into extra innings, but also like still ended in like the 10th, I think. So like it wasn't like it just drug on and was like horribly, you know, long and boring. And it was kind of supposed to thunderstorm like in Cleveland that day. And it almost like was weathery and rainy. Like we got sprinkled on at the very end. Like Rachel, we could actually see. It was so weird. Like we were on one side of the stadium. And on the other, you could see rain falling. And, like, the streets behind the stadium, you could see people were, like, running and, like, they were getting wet. But we were not getting wet. Yeah, so it was, like, we were just in the perfect spot. And then didn't get more than sprinkled on a little bit. And, you know, no rain. And that was good. I was very much so worried about that because, like, I had a day off, you know, planned on this for this game. And who knew when they were going to reschedule it? Like, if I couldn't go see it, what am I going to do? You know, would have rescheduled, like, because they have to play 162. Like, you don't just not reschedule like that's a college thing. It's like, oh, we'll just not bump them off the schedule. But in pro, you're going to make it up at some point. So,
okay, yeah, I guess like that makes sense. Was it just like the COVID years that they didn't make all the games up?
Yeah, I think that was like because you're right. There were a couple like, you know, extra circumstances basically with COVID stuff where it's like we only have X amount of days to get the season in at this point. Like we had to. So, yeah, I think there were a few teams that, you know, missed out on a game or two. But, yeah, typically you're playing them all. That's what the players are paid for. That's what the, you know, it's what the fans are paying for. Got to get my ticket, you know, unless they're going to reimburse me. But even then, that's not, you know, not a good value.
It's worth more to you than what you paid for it. So really, they should reimburse you for more than what you paid.
Oh, I totally agree. Because if I wanted to, I very much almost pulled the trigger on selling the tickets on like Friday or something like that, because it was not looking good for rain. And I was like, oh, like I can get some sucker to buy my to buy my rain out tickets. And like, I can, you know, double my money at least. And like, you know, I could have made money from it, but that was not the point of the tickets. So
absolutely not. Absolutely not. Yeah. What else did you do over the past 2 weeks? Anything,
you know, nothing really of note. Just, it's been a very, like, speaking of rain and sports, like sports at Kenyon have just been absolutely like shifted all over the place, I guess. Yeah. I was going to say like taken out, but like, I don't know. We have played like two softball games, I feel like, this year so far. And like they have gone like weeks in between games, like just based on how things have fallen. We've had to reschedule a bunch,
crazy.
And it just keeps getting pushed back. But like there's only like 2 or 3 weeks left in the school year at this point.
Yeah.
So and they're, like, they're we're not running play out of like time.
Into June. Right? Yeah.
No, no, not at all. They can't. So and also I'm not gonna be there if they are. So
you're like, my year ends on the whatever, 15th of
yeah.
May.
Yeah, May, at the end of May, May 30 days has September, April, June. So, oh, yeah, April, June, and November. So, May 31st is my last day.
There we go.
Yeah. Anywho, so, like, sports are getting delayed. Yesterday, we had a tornado warning that stopped a game, and actually it stopped two games. We had an indoor tennis match going on. So they had to get off the courts.
You're inside. You could have kept playing.
Well,
right?
Unfortunately, like the building that we're in is like a giant glass, like nice, cool glass building. And yeah, got to be safe with the tornado.
It's not
warning.
Like an underground tennis bunker.
No,
where they
correct.
Play through
yeah.
A tornado.
That'd be kind of cool. You know, they do actually have underground or like squash courts on the like underground, like lower level. So, you know,
yeah,
they could have
so
just gone
keep
out
playing
there.
Squash.
Yeah. Good. I think so. But yeah. it was so dumb. Like, one of the sports that does not, for whatever reason, like adhere to spring weather is lacrosse. So like we had a baseball game scheduled for yesterday that they canceled a couple days before because they knew weather was going to be horrible. But lacrosse was supposed to play like right when all of this was going on. And lo and behold, they did, and they got tornadoed it out, if that's a word, and they got, you
perfect.
Know, lightning delays.
I love getting tornadoed it out.
And then like through all of it, they decided like they had to call the game because it was both still bad weather and like dark and things like that you can't play through with no lights, and now they're going to make it up today. It's
perfect.
Yeah, just ridiculous. Like they could have just rescheduled it to today. They could have played earlier yesterday because it was super nice out, before all the bad weather. And it's not like we still had to go set up. So we had our, probably thousands of dollars of a nice laptop and streaming camera and
I don't know
audio equipment.
A computer that uses DOS is probably like
no, that's our stats laptop, but our brand new Mac. Well, and also I would argue that the old computer is more not even argue it is more irreplaceable than the MacBook that we have. So like
because I would say that's a fair statement,
all
but
of
that
the
doesn't
files
make it more
there,
valuable.
I agree. I guess it depends on value. Yes, if I were to go pawn it off, I would not get as much money as the the 2023 MacBook Pro. However, the importance of it is to be debated. Anyways, not the point. Spring has sprung. It's been crazy. Fun times here in the last couple weeks of the school year as stuff winds down. But
there you go.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun to me.
You've also had some, sports go on and fortunately did not get rained out or anything like that at the sporting event that you went to. I guess you've
been to
a couple sporting events, and one of them was rained out. But anyways, you still got to go to it.
Yeah. It was rescheduled. That's right. I kind of forgot about that, which I was glad it got moved to Saturday rather than Friday. Made it flow a little bit better for me, I felt like. But that's neither here nor there. Yeah, it's been a pretty full, last 2 weeks. I teased it for I don't know how many weeks leading up to it, but Lauren and I went to the Masters last week.
I don't think
week.
You teased it. So, I think we specifically talked about you getting Masters tickets and you planning on going to the Masters. Like, the one thing we didn't necessarily talk about is that we were going to take a week off from recording, but that's,
we didn't know for sure if we would. I had really anticipated not taking a week off from recording and was, all set to record, but time,
it's all right, it happens.
It happens. Anyways, so we went to the Masters last week, which it was it met and exceeded all of my expectations. So it was definitely worth everything we put into it, whether it was the cost of it, which the cost other than the merch shop, it was a very inexpensive trip. The main cost, I would say, was actually of time, because we decided to drive rather than fly to save money. But that was without any stops, an 8.5 hour drive each way.
Yeah, that'll do it. It's still a long one.
So we drove
plus
down
with
on,
gas prices these days. I don't know. That's still an
it
expensive
was,
trip.
It was a lot cheaper. We took the Subaru. The Subaru does well. It gets I think on the trip we clocked it was 28 miles to the gallon on average.
Yeah, that'll do it. And unless you're taking the budget Red Eye Spirit Airlines or whatever that we took on our LA trip.
That was Frontier. That was Frontier.
Okay, sorry,
not Spirit.
No, wasn't it?
Lauren and I have talked about taking Spirit to New York before.
Because I still get emails from an Allegiant Airlines. And I'm like, you're definitely when have I ever
It was Allegiant.
Yeah, okay. So
I don't know that Allegiant is better than Spirit now that I'm saying it out loud. I thought it was Frontier, and I was like, that's elevated above Spirit. But
yeah.
I don't know that Allegiant's any better.
It's neither here nor there. We made it to and from, so we're good.
Yep, exactly. Spirit's, like Lauren and I have talked about going to New York for a long weekend and making it pretty inexpensive. And like we've driven to New York before, like when we didn't live in Indiana, but now that we live in Indianapolis, we can fly out of the Indy airport to New York direct for $75 a person round trip with Spirit.
Wow, round trip? That's kind of crazy because Southwest always sends out these emails where it's like $49 or like $69, like fly, you know, it's like the fly anywhere or get away trips, but never. Like I've looked once or twice. Cause I'm like, oh, that might be cool. Like, where could I go? And it's like Columbus
to Chicago.
Oklahoma
City.
And yeah, it's like even that would be nice. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just looking wrong or something. But there's never anything that is actually of note. So that's not a bad little price for a jaunt over to New York.
It's cheaper than driving would be, I feel like, especially with parking in the city. Like, that's where they would get you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It might be a little expensive to park a plane, but.
Yeah, true. That was part of what made it so much cheaper to drive, actually, was like the flights were pretty expensive because apparently a lot of people go to the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, if you like drive, you just have to pay for gas. And there's no, like, we didn't pay for parking one time.
Oh wow!
Like, parking at the Masters was free.
Well, and I bet our hotel Uber in would have been crazy expensive. Like,
oh, absolutely. They literally had a like. I was a little confused about this. They had a lot that was like a mile walk probably from the course, and it was for ride sharing. It was the ride sharing lot, but you weren't allowed to park your car in the ride sharing lot.
Well, yeah, that makes sense because it's for all the rideshare. Like, it's for people to get picked up and dropped off and all the Ubers to park and stuff.
But, like,
now, what you could have done is slapped an Uber sticker on your car and, you know, just...
Yeah, I guess they're assuming that people really want to walk a mile from the course into the course in the morning and then they're staying somewhere in town and they wanted to Uber so that way they didn't have to park in the free parking lot.
I don't know.
Somebody out there is like, I'd rather pay and walk a mile rather than park my car for free and be able to walk less than a quarter mile.
Well, no, I bet the rideshare lot is not like no one is paying to park in there. Like that is where the Ubers are paying to park in. Like,
but that's what I'm saying is, like, the people who are taking the Ubers are what don't make any sense to me.
Well, because they probably don't have cars.
Why wouldn't they have cars?
What do you mean? Just like you guys, if you guys would have flown in.
Well, okay. It's a good... I see what you're saying.
Do you think Niall Horan brought his car and parked in the same lot that you did?
I guarantee he had a driver.
I guarantee it was probably an Uber driver who parked in the rideshare lot.
No, I bet he rented a car.
I bet he didn't. There's 0%. Or maybe, okay, maybe someone did for, again, you're right. Maybe he had a driver, but that is, I think that's the little loophole. Like renting a car from Enterprise, at least with the Kenyan price that I have gotten the last two times I've done it, is not that expensive. It's like $100 a day or something like that. So like if you're doing enough Ubers, I feel like that would add up. Anyways, I'm sure a ton of people had no cars and needed exclusively, you know, Ubers, Lyfts, whatever.
I just feel like they were making the wrong decisions, if that's what they did with their life.
Yeah.
I've decided they chose poorly.
I'm sure there's also a ton of people that were there that the money, the extra, how much, you know, $10 they saved on parking absolutely doesn't matter to them, you know?
I'm sure it's less or it would be more than $10 that you saved on parking because I would, like, compare the Masters, like, in terms of popularity. I guess I'm more curious what you would compare it to. My head goes to like the Super Bowl, but it's not as popular.
I mean, it is
obviously
the Super Bowl of golf, but that's like saying, you know, like this, like Brussels sprouts are the, you know, the Pat Mahomes of vegetables, where it's like, okay, well, they still have to compete against every flavor of ice cream
thing?
And like no, it is like the favorite thing for some people. But, like, in terms of the general populace, it is still down the line. And I'm sure I'm underestimating, like, the popularity of the Masters. But I think, like, and I think probably, too, golf has a, well, I don't really know. I was gonna say golf has more of an international pull than some other sport, than like maybe the Super Bowl does, but I don't
Well,
know.
that's what I was trying to figure out is how many viewers like the Masters and the Super Bowl had, because I was kind of curious like how big of a delta it was. Because I would expect it's actually like a pretty massive yeah, it's massive.
Yeah, it's a big
So
event.
the Super Bowl is like the most watched event in the world at 124 million viewers.
That's a lot.
Yep. And then the Masters on, this is just its final day though, so I don't know how we track that. And I don't think it captures like the people who watch it on their website or whatever, but the CBS broadcast had 10 million viewers.
Which is not nearly as much, it's like a less than a tenth. But I'm also sure that, like you said, across the weekend or whatever, it's more. But also, like, I don't think. I'm sure that the World Cup, finals is the most watched event in the world. Like, but
Probably.
it's also an every 4 year thing. So, because, like, again, a national stage versus a, relatively American thing like the Super Bowl or even the Masters, I'd say.
Yeah, it says the FIFA World Cup is the considered the most watched sport. Oh my gosh.
I took
Watched
sports
sporting event
classes. I
in the
took 6
world.
years of sports classes for that little knowledge
Okay.
nugget. There you go.
If the most recent Super Bowl had 125 million, and that's the most watched event in America, what do you think the estimated viewership of the FIFA World Cup championship was?
Well, let's assume, like, my thought was, isn't America. America's population is 300 some million? Is that right?
Like 330, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, if half of America's watching the Super Bowl, and let's say there's, half of every other country in the World Cup that's watching the World Cup, but maybe that's an underestimate on purpose. And let's say there's, I don't know, like 10 other 100 million. I bet it's close to a billion, if not over a billion.
Okay, so how many people do you think are like on the planet that you were basing that guess off of?
Seven, 8 billion people.
8 billion. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, good job. I was just wondering like how like the tools you were using to make your
I don't know.
estimated
It's
guess.
like my first thought was like 800 million, but then I thought, why not just bump it up to a billion, and it could be more, but probably not. That seems like a lot.
Yeah.
Also,
Okay, so
what happens if
this
somebody has
thing,
a
when you Google
baby
it
and
first.
they're just sitting in the room, like, do they count? They're not really watching. They don't know what's going on.
This has 5 billion.
That's a ton. That's a whole lot.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but then this other thing says, which I cannot believe to be true, that the Tour de France is the most viewed sporting event in the world at 3.5 billion, and the World Cup second at 3.3, and then the Cricket World Cup is behind that at 2.6
No,
billion.
that, I mean, honestly, so like that makes sense because that is like the Super Bowl for like India and even some UK a little bit. So like just
Yeah.
think of like the Super Bowl for the US. If half of the US is watching, let's say half of the population of India, if not more, is watching the Cricket World Cup. So like that actually
Yeah.
makes sense to me why that would be on there. But yeah, World
The one
Cup.
that was confusing to me was the Tour de
No, Tour de
France,
France
not the
is
cricket
weird.
one makes
Yeah.
sense.
Maybe they Yeah, that's a weird one because like I don't know. Like maybe that's including isn't that like a 2 week long thing or something like that? No, it's not. It's a
It's not
couple
a
day.
short
Yeah,
race.
like
Like,
so maybe that's aggregating everybody unlike well, I'm sure the World
maybe.
Cup is too though. I don't know. The Tour de France is the weird highlight. Anyways, yes,
Yeah.
you went to the Super Bowl of golf. I'm glad that you were
Yeah.
one of the
It
in-person
was great.
viewers. You, Lauren, and
Yeah,
Niall
me
Horan,
too.
which actually that's a
Yeah,
nice little has a
apparently.
nice little rhyme to it, but
Yep, exactly. So, yes, Lauren did meet Niall and got her picture with him. I took the picture,
yeah.
so I've now photographed portraits of a famous person. That's how I'll add that to my resume.
Why didn't you get a picture with him? I don't think we dove into
I didn't
this
even
at
know
lunch.
who he was.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
Why would I want a picture with him?
I feel like that is a whole lot of people. Like a lot of people don't care. Like if I were to go up in public, and like let's say this would be a really fun social experiment actually, and I'm sure people have done this before, but like if we were eating lunch at a restaurant, Like, I would love to set up at a table different than you and like come over to you and be like, oh my gosh, like kind of make it like a little bit loud enough that people nearby could hear.
Can I get
like,
a picture with
yeah,
you?
Be like, oh my gosh, I'm such a big fan. Like, can I get a picture? And like, you know, could you sign my hat or something like that? And like, I'm sure there would be other people that would be like looking and like wanting to get a piece of that.
Walk,
you
and
know?
They would walk over and they would
might
be like, can I get a picture?
Honestly, like if you were in a crowd of people or something like that, and like one or two people were like, oh, can I get a picture? I bet a lot of people would just say, like, start pulling out their phones and lining up, you know? Like, they
Yeah,
might not
absolutely.
do,
I would
like,
agree with
the,
that.
what I, my first example of, like, going out of their way to individually come over to you. But yeah, like, if you were in a group, 100%.
Oh, guaranteed. Yeah, the social pressure of wanting to meet a famous
Yeah,
person
and not
would it
wanting
would
to
start
miss
to
out
hit.
on, like, you know, oh my gosh, like, I'm in such close proximity, which makes me kind of wonder, like, because I probably, I recognize Niall Horan when you showed the picture of him, but like in a crowd, like there's, I would not have registered, you know, who that person is. Like I probably
I
would have
had
had a
no
like, oh,
idea
that
who he
person looks
was.
kind of
Even when
familiar
Lauren
thing.
said his name, I thought she was talking about the lady. So,
Yeah, a little Morgan Wallen action over there.
yeah, exactly. I was like, why does this man want his pic? Like, because there was a lady that got her picture like 2 or 3 minutes before Lauren did with him.
Oh, with him,
And
yeah.
yeah, and like, I thought she was saying the lady was famous and that this guy was getting his picture with her.
That's pretty funny. That's great.
Yeah. So I was a total miss because I actually almost asked him to like take Lauren a nice picture
Yeah,
because I
you
thought he was
still
just
should have.
some
You should have said, "Hey,
random person.
I'll take your picture if you take ours." I'm
Yeah,
sure that's all he
exactly.
would have
So.
wanted. If I didn't express that when we were at lunch, like I'm sure that would have made him feel like, you know, such a cool, like a little average Joe, like just
A
hanging out, you know.
normal
Yeah,
guy. Yeah,
right.
exactly. Exactly. So that was good. It like the food was crazy cheap. We ate most of the menu for like $30. Like
Did
we pretty
Lauren
much
said it
got
wasn't
everything
very
on the
good
menu.
though, right?
It was average. I would
Yeah.
say it wasn't underwhelming, but like I didn't have high expectations for the food. Like
Sure.
it was what you dream of paying for like what it was, is the
Yeah,
way I'll word it.
that makes
So like
sense.
when I go to a Guardians baseball game, which we did, and saw the Yankees play 2 days before, or the day before
Yeah,
you
the day
did,
before.
and which was funny because we saw the Yankees win and we wanted to see the Guardians win, and you saw the Guardians win and you wanted to see the Yankees win.
Yep.
Should have flipped games. It would have been better.
For sure.
Anyways, I paid $7.50 for like a regular hot dog or
That's
whatever.
$7.50, by the way. Just in case,
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody said $6.99 the other day, and they were talking about like $699, and I made a joke that
Okay.
I have $7 in my car. But anywho.
Yeah. So $7.50 for this hot dog, which I felt like was ridiculous. It was like an all beef big hot dog. It wasn't like their regular
Yeah,
cheap
but no, like
ballpark dog.
stadium food, it's too much. Like, yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't worth it. It was like I needed a hot dog because I wanted food, but I like, and I was going for something semi cheap, and that was where I landed.
Yeah.
It was underwhelming for what I paid. Whereas I paid $1.50 for a pimento cheese sandwich at the Masters, and let me tell you, it blew it out of the water in terms of value.
Yeah,
So
I bet.
I would pay $1.50 for that every day of the week.
There you
Like I
go.
almost bought four of them because
Yeah,
I was
no,
like,
if you could like pay that
so
much for
good.
food. That's why like whenever there's like a decent fast food deal, like even if I don't love, you know, what it is, it's like they had for March Madness like a Wendy's thing where it was like a $1 Dave's single and like a $2 Dave's double. I'm like,
Yeah.
where else are you gonna get a even a passable, you know, this is not a great burger, but like a passable good like you know, premium fast food burger for a dollar
Yeah.
or even just like a dollar per meal. Like if you think about it that
Yeah.
way, like fast food deals sometimes, you know, don't give me as much crap sometimes as you know, I may deserve,
I
but
mean, I was gonna say, I don't know that I give you crap about the good deal you're getting. Maybe it's just like that you experience that number of deals.
Yeah, for sure. It's no, I agree. It's not necessarily the, you know, the healthiest all the time, but like it's in moderation and, you know, anything to save a
Yeah,
buck.
it's fine. Exactly.
I
Exactly.
digress,
So
but
the Masters was awesome. Like like I said, met and exceeded all the expectations I had for it. It when you watch it on TV, it's so polished and it seems so perfect, and when you go, you're kind of like, will this hold up to that? And in every way, shape, and form, it did. It held up to it. It felt like you were in like this environment where every single detail was thought out, like the way they controlled the crowd, the way everything was set up, just like the details as far as down to like the little boxes that you could get like a map out of. Like,
oh yeah,
they were all perfect. There was no question.
Yeah, that's really cool and interesting, because had we recorded before you went, like what I wanted one of our topics to be was like for lack of a better word, like I wanted to know if you were worried about going, like, because there was the chance that it was not as good, or maybe it would have burst that, you know,
yeah,
idealism bubble or something. Because I've had that,
I was a little like, bit a few times. Like, I was so excited but still nervous about it.
Yeah,
because I've also had that happen. Yeah, where it's like I have such like high expectations for this. Like the easiest thing like that I can probably point to is like a concert. Mm-hmm. Like I listen to somebody on the radio or whatever, I really enjoy their music, and then we've gone and they've just sounded like garbage.
Yeah,
like this is not the same thing. It completely, some of those people, I don't even listen to their music as much anymore, because I'm like, well, this is just fake.
It was not a good concert. Yeah, and that's funny, because concert came to my mind too, because we've kind of talked about like, oh, what is my, you know, like dream event, and I still don't know if I have one, but like the Taylor Swift concert that I went to, like that met and even, you know, to some degree I'd say exceeded expectations. Like that was great. But then like another thing that I've gone to and like was not great was I went to see who I would probably describe as my favorite comedian, and like his stand-up show was just not good. And it wasn't entirely his fault. Like it was in the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, and like there was, if I haven't talked about it
before.
Comedy's
also so hard.
Well, yeah, it's hard.
Like, what
it's
if they're trying new material and stuff like
right,
that?
Right, right, right. And the lady in the back of the room that had hiccups the whole time, and like he's a comedian that just like is almost more enjoyable, at least like to watch on something that is more polished. Like he kind of,
sure,
you know,
sure,
can go off on tangents sometimes, and it's like, if you know, that's either good or bad if you like that or not. But that was like a bit of a, I would say, a letdown. And yeah, like I feel like sporting events are hit or miss too, because a lot of times people say like, oh, you know, the best seats, my, you know, my nice couch on my 60-inch television with my, you know, free drinks, free food, you know, at home. And you know, you're not out in the sun, you're not out in the elements, you're not, you know, sitting in the nosebleeds. But like, yeah, if you can get that, you know, close to what you're seeing on TV or what you're looking for. Like when I go to a baseball game, I don't necessarily want what I see on TV. Maybe a little bit, like where I pick my seats.
I have different expectations.
Yeah, for sure.
Like going to a baseball game, or even the Masters. Like if it's a baseball game and I'm watching it on TV, which I'm not, and I don't. I prefer to listen to a baseball game than watch one on TV.
Sure,
I don't
know
why. I think it's because I can do other things, and I find watching baseball on TV like just as boring as watching golf on TV. Mm-hmm. But if I'm at a game, like I want it to be about like the whole experience. Like the crowd's got to be like energized. I want there to be decent food. I want to be like easy in and out of the stadium. Like, it doesn't even necessarily matter where I sit.
Sure, yeah.
Like, I've had good seats, I've had bad seats. Like, it matters, like, all the other pieces going on. Kind of like an IU football game. Like, I would 10 out of 10 times rather watch an IU football game in person, because it's like going with friends and having fun.
You're not going for the product on the field. You're right. Like, nobody's sitting down just to watch IU. You're there to hang out, but it's a social event.
And that was the hard part for the Masters, is because, like, I was trying to, like, shift my expectations on, like, what did I want it to, like, feel like or be like? Mm-hmm. Because I've never been to a golf tournament, like, other than once I've played in growing up.
That's a good point.
So I've never, like, seen professional golf. And then I, like, have watched the Masters on TV every year, like, I don't know for how long, a long time.
Yeah.
And they jump from like golfer to golfer. Like, it's pretty snappy, so that way you like have some action. It's not a lot of downtime.
Yeah, you know what's going on. You don't have to wait for somebody to like walk across the, you know, like the hole that
exactly.
they're on. Yeah.
Exactly. But when you're there, it's not that way. Like, you can follow a golfer and like wait for them to hit. Like, you can wander around the course. Like, we could go watch the par 3 contest when we were there. Like, it's a totally different, it's a totally different thing than watching it on TV. It's not really comparable, other than like the level of perfection and like attention to detail that is in both products.
Yeah. I wonder how,
so
it'd be interesting to get Lauren's perspective as like, because I imagine that she is not a big golf fan. So it would be like, yeah, like it'd be interesting to be
She's taking golf lessons, though.
Hey, there
probably
you go.
Worth noting.
Yeah. Well, honestly, it might be worth noting for, like, you know, if I took I took ice skating. I didn't, but, you know, it's like if I took ice skating lessons or something and sucked at them, like, that might teach me to hate, you know, hate ice skating or hate golf. So maybe she's actively.
You love ice skating.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Love it. No. So, like, to get her perspective, it would be like taking a, you know, like a. Like a non-football fan to the Super Bowl, like we talked about earlier, like that. Yeah. It's interesting because it is still probably cool to be at like this, you know, this mega event or whatever. But like, yeah, I'm sure maybe if you ask Lauren, maybe not, that her highlight was probably meeting Niall Horan. Like, you
know, I don't know. I jokingly have said that to people that was her highlight because she said like, because when we were talking about like going to the Masters and stuff, like before we went. I was like, well, I'm going to keep, like, putting in for tickets after this. And, like, if we get them again, like...
Like, do you want to keep going?
Do you think you'd want to go? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And originally, if I remember... And I could be wrong here, but if I remember right, originally she was like, I don't know, like, I'd probably want you to take somebody else so that way, like, other people could experience it as well. But then, like, after going, I was like, so what do you think now? She's like, oh, I would definitely come back.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's cool. I mean, I feel like there are parts of it that even I would enjoy as not a... golf fan either, like, you know, just being out in a cool like area, like the nature of it, again, the cheap food. I probably, if I wanted to, I wouldn't even have to leave the area of the concession stand.
You would love it. No, you would just keep going through the concession line.
I would like to go and like stick around after just to see what all these rich people are, you know, maybe dropping out of their pockets. Could I find some, you know, couple dollar bills, maybe some sunglasses?
No cell phones because you can't take cell phones in.
Oh, there you go. Okay. I'd have to, I'd have to like put some headphones on or do they, like, how was that enforced? Like, did you have to...
Like, you have to go through a metal detector.
Okay. I'm sure it
went
off.
And then if they see somebody...
If you had a watch or something. Or what if you have an Apple
Watch? Oh, they
made
you cover your watch. Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, you can wear your Apple Watch in, or, like, I have, like, a Garmin watch.
Yeah.
You can, like, you can wear those in, but you're not supposed to use them for texting or calling or anything like that. It's, like, a little imperfect because of the smartwatches now.
For sure.
But if they do see you using your smartwatch to, like, text or call, or they see you, like, using your cell phone... then you're kicked out.
Yeah. The reason I'm laughing, do you see anybody with any Apple Vision Pros walking in? You're like, hey, I'm just trying out some new sunglasses today. I'm just, you know, that'd be pretty cool, honestly. Like,
didn't see that. Didn't see that, thankfully. But it was just kind of like being off the grid for a day because you couldn't have your phone. We were there on a practice round day, which it was like, my ideal day. I can't remember if I talked about that before or not.
Yeah, you said that's what
I always
you
wanted to go
wanted,
on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you get the par 3 contest and practice, and you can just kind of like wander around, and it's a pretty chill day. And the golfers are pretty relaxed, like getting ready for the tournament. It's a lot different than on a tournament day. And I have just always wanted to take pictures at Augusta National. So I got to do that finally.
Yeah,
and
I
didn't
have
to like get a media credential, which I have no idea how I would ever do. I think. One of the more interesting things about the Masters, and probably what I'm going to hit you with for the fact of the week, is their merch shop.
Yeah.
So this will be like a string of facts of the week about the Masters merch. So the Masters merch store is over, I believe it's 30,000 square feet.
That's a lot. I don't really know
big,
like what that
pretty big
merch
store,
to, you know, like,
yeah.
Is that like a Walmart?
I mean,
what is that?
I have no idea. I don't know. It's
you
a
were
big
in
number.
There. What was it like? Was it like an Aldi or was it like a Super Walmart? You know, like
it wasn't as big as a Super Walmart. I would say it was bigger than an Aldi, though.
Okay, all right.
Like
that works for me.
Middle.
We don't need to dig too. You know,
like
just, maybe like
probably
a
the size of a normal Dick's Sporting Goods.
Okay, yeah, that like that's a tough one for me because growing up, like the Dick's Sporting Goods was like. In a mall and like two stories and like a really big building, but then one opened up in our little like small hometown that was like a floor and closed pretty quickly afterward. So anyway, I don't really care how big 30,000 feet is.
It was
I
big.
Just
okay.
Yeah. Between an Aldi and a Walmart's perfect for me.
Yep. Between an Aldi and a Walmart. All right. They sell a hat every second and a half.
Wow. That's pretty interesting.
They make $1 million an hour.
Cool. That sounds good.
So it's like I think it came down to like $277 a second is what they're profiting or like make not profiting, but like grossing.
Do the cashiers working? Do they get paid minimum wage? Because if so, they're just.
I have no idea. Last year, not this year, there was a person who spent $36,000 in one trip to the merch shop.
Yeah.
You can only buy Masters merch there or on eBay from somebody reselling it.
Okay. That was interesting. So, like, because I still feel like that's not true. Like, but
it's 100% true.
I'm sure there was somebody at the Guardians game on Sunday got given like a Masters green jacket for winning a putting thing. Like, it had the little Masters logo on it. So, like, was that just like a bootleg?
It wasn't a real, like, I guarantee it was not a real Masters jacket or a real Masters logo on there. And the reason I say that is because it was like in the early 2000s, somebody found a legitimate Masters jacket.
Uh-huh.
At a thrift shop or like a garage sale in Canada.
Pretty cool.
They bought it for $5, sold it at auction for $140,000.
Yeah, that's my dream. That's every time I go into Goodwill, that's what I'm looking for. A little flash of green, you know?
Both literally and figuratively.
Yeah, there you go. That was good. I like that.
Where was I? I lost my train of thought.
$1 million a second or something, or a million dollars every second. $1 million a
yeah. So they make it was something like $10 million a day.
Masters merch is what you were taught that it's the only place. Yep. That, yeah.
Oh yeah, it's the only place you can get the Masters merch. They're making $10 million a day, so over $70 million throughout the course of the tournament. Like the
pretty good
amount of money they're raking in from this merch place is ridiculous. So I'll give you a guess. If you'd like, Lauren and I bought stuff for other people. So we had like a list, which is a very typical thing to do. We found out there were people walking in with printed
no wonder people
checklists.
Are spending millions of dollars a day. Like, yeah. Yeah. And also, if I was a reseller, like if I were you, I would have bought a little extra, you know, of everything.
Yeah. I have regrets now. And if we ever make it back, I probably will do that. Mm-hmm. Because like the hat, I got two hats. One of them I saw it sell on eBay for $70 and I bought it for $30. And the other one I saw it sell for $100 and I bought it for $30 as well.
Yeah.
And our little gnome friend, I saw one sell for $250. We paid $30 for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's ones for sale on eBay now. The minimum price is up to like $300, $350.
Yeah, that's pretty good. You're ruining my little guessing game. So, you know, of how much you spent at the Masters, if that's
shoot.
What you were
going to do. Yeah, I guess that's true. Okay. So we bought stuff for other people. Uh-huh. What's your guess on how much we spent? We spent a total of, in between our time in line and our time in the store, we spent 90 minutes.
That's a long time. But I feel like the line's got to be crazy. So, like, the actual shopping side probably didn't take too long. Maybe to find the right size or something. But if you're buying hats... I mean, if you bought, let's say you bought, I don't know, maybe two other people. You said you bought two hats, but I'm sure other people asked for hats. Like, that's what I would have asked for.
I don't know.
If I would have, you know, had you get me anything. So let's say $120 on hats, if you got four of them. I don't know, t-shirts are weird because they're either, like, dumb expensive for just, like, a plain old shirt or, like, extra expensive, like $100 a shirt. But I bet you got... $150 worth of shirts, so that let's call that a roundup $300. The gnome, maybe you got a little you know, keychain here and there, but between $400 and $500 in the store.
All right, that's your final guess.
Sure, yeah.
$971.
Woohoo! I'd have to ask for an increase in my credit limit.
Yeah.
Ye doggy. I meant 400 plus 500, not between 400 and 500. So I kind of nailed it, right? Ultimately.
Exactly. Yes. A lot of, like, at least half of what we bought was for other people, but there was a decent amount purchased for us. The thing that threw you off was shirts. So, like, the polos, like, if you bought, like, a nice polo,
like
it was what, like, an expensive
like
golf
Nike,
polo
like,
cost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like $100, $120 for like the expensive polos. Yeah. I think we got like two or three of those. Only one for us.
Mm-hmm.
Us as in me, Lauren.
Yeah, I was like just for you and Lauren to share. You know, like Lauren, you get it on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I get it on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah, exactly. And then shirts, we bought like a bunch of shirts for like us and other people. So there were like,
well, that's
know,
true. That makes like a good Christmas
purchased.
Gift or something, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, And those were anywhere from like 30 or 35 bucks for short sleeves to like 50 bucks for the long sleeves. So
right, yeah,
pretty pricey, but
could you, like, one question,
it added up pretty quick.
Oh, I bet. And it sounds like it. And like, one thing I'm curious about is, like, you mentioned the gnome and like some of the shirts, like what are, like, could you buy, like, I don't know, I guess maybe a two-part question. Like, what is the most expensive thing you could have bought? Because in my mind, like, could you buy golf clubs or, like, a golf bag or something? Like, because that would probably be crazy expensive. But also, like,
they
maybe
you
wouldn't
be able
to buy
some of that stuff.
It.
Like, they have a limited edition putter. I have no idea how much it, like, was there. But that was, Lauren and I were going to look at it, potentially, because we saw how much previous years were selling for. Like, there's a previous year that must have been like one of the most popular years they ever did it, but it's reselling for like $6,000 for this putter online right now.
That's pretty pricey.
But the most expensive thing that we saw was there was like a limited edition, I think it was Arnold Palmer coin for $750.
Like, okay. I was thinking something like small and hard and metal, you know, something gold plated.
Yeah,
sense.
I think that's exactly what it was. Yep. So that was kind of crazy. And then like they had cheap stuff you could get to. Like, I don't know, like, what is the cheapest thing we got?
Did you just get, like, a pen or, like, a little,
my
like,
lemonade
a pen that was a golf club or something?
Yeah, I'm sure they had something like that. I think the cheapest thing we got was, like, a double deck of cards thing.
Yeah.
And it was, like, $15.
Nice. Whew, still, for a deck of cards, man. Could you get, like, could you buy golf balls? I feel like that would be, you know, like, a thing. Yeah. Oh.
Like,
hey, there you go. Nice. I figured. I'm like, that just makes sense, you know? But
yep, exactly. Which I thought it was funny because I was like looking at the packaging of these. So for those listening, it's a pack of Masters Pro V1s, Titleist Pro V1 golf balls, which is like the highest end golf ball that they make. And they, when you hold up the package, the Masters logo is perfectly in the middle of like the clear plastic piece. And I'm like, I have played Pro V1s most of the time since I was like in high school basically, and the balls always move, so you can never like get them to hold that position. What the heck's going on
to
here?
Me, that looks like it should be a three pack, but is that just one golf ball?
No, it's a three pack.
Okay,
so
it's like, is that just two? Because that's how I thought it was not going to move if it was just plastic and plastic like on top of the ball. Yep. You know,
well, that funny you mentioned that because that's exactly what it is.
Oh,
it's
there you go.
The only pack of golf balls I've ever bought that has a plastic holder.
Yeah, that's interesting.
To hold the golf balls in place.
Wow,
like just the details to like get everything to be perfect. Down to the golf ball sleeves.
Yeah, the golf ball logo showing up. That's pretty funny. But
yeah.
Well, cool. I'm glad that it met and exceeded expectations, because that's, you know, it would have been a bummer if you would have come on here and been like, you know, waited my whole life for this and it kind of sucked. You know, it was like just long and boring and I got sunburn on my knees and, you know, whatever.
I got a little sunburn on my arm, not my knees, thankfully.
Was there a dress code?
We can't all
like,
be
could
so
you have
lucky.
Worn shorts if you wanted to? I'm sure a ton of people had shorts. Maybe not.
So I wore shorts. Good. I did. I wore like a gray. No, I think I wore khaki shorts and like a blue like cotton polo. It's like nothing too fancy, but it says dress appropriately is the dress code, and like no denim, like, so we didn't see people wearing like jeans or anything like that. But I think they're pretty loosey-goosey on it, because I watched a guy right in front of us walk in an Under Armour quarter zip and sweats and caseless shoes.
There you go. I mean, like, that's
he
the
got
other thing
in,
I feel
no
like
problem.
People are paying, you know, it's like it's not a it's still an outdoor sporting event. Like, if it's hot or if it's cold or if it's rain, like,
yeah,
you know, I don't know.
Well, that's what I didn't understand. It was 80 degrees saw this man walk in
and
sweat.
That is weird. Could you leave and come back like at all?
You get one pass out a day. Oh, so like when we went, the first thing we did in the day was went to the merch store and then we took all of our merch back to the car and then we walked around during the day without it. And that way, because there was stuff that was like selling out already when we were in there. So we didn't want to like miss out on stuff.
Sure. Yeah. Because I feel like that would be a long, like, you want to make your money's worth and, you know, and your experience, like, your ticket's worth and get there and enjoy the whole day. So, like,
The tickets aren't actually that bad compared to, like, what people pay for them on the secondary. So, like, secondary market.
I more
like,
so mean, like, the effort, like we talked about, you may never get them again, you know, just because of the lottery system. Yeah.
Well, and that was the part that was, like, I was like, okay, I've applied for 6 years. Like, yeah, we were due. You know, it was time. Like, I'm pretty diligent about applying for these tickets, which I also found it really funny that, like, we moved to, like, the one of the wealthiest suburbs in Indiana,
and then you got it.
One of changing my address, get the tickets. I was like,
that's interesting. Weird. I don't really have much to dig in on that, but that's an interesting little conspiracy theory right there.
I thought it was.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, we went from living in the middle of nowhere, Michigan, to here.
Well, that's true. No wonder they're making so. If they're bringing in people that can spend that much money on their merch, no wonder they're selling a hat every second, you know?
Yeah. So I had no idea, actually, like, and there's still no, like, hard evidence of this because they don't release how many people apply for tickets and, like, how many tickets they actually give out.
Yeah.
It's just all guesses. But the one thing that Lauren and I saw, there was a guy that was, like, doing a video, and he said that your chances of getting, like, Masters tickets in the way that we did is, like, 0.055% chance.
Dang. Wow.
So, like, super low.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things where, like, I was kind of curious in the past how much it would cost to go if you didn't win the lottery. Because the lottery is $100 per ticket for practice days and $150 per ticket during tournament days. Mm-hmm. So, like, sounds expensive. But if you wanted to go and you didn't win the lottery, you'd have to pay, I think it was over $2,000 even for the practice rounds.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. And, like, I couldn't sell my tickets. Like, you agree to not sell your tickets.
Right.
And if you get caught selling your tickets, you're banned for life.
Like, so it's like, how do you...
Well, so it's no wonder they're so expensive to buy.
Right. And to be fair, though, I mean, like, if I, like, kind of like this bourbon lottery, maybe I should sign up, hope I win once, and then just make a, you know, whatever, like, $100 to $2,000, you know, whatever that margin, it like a, you know, a 20% or 200% profit. No, more than that. My math is off.
I think you should sign up every year, and then you and I will go and have a good time when you finally win.
Yeah, we'll have to figure out, you know, who else. Because that's the other thing is, and maybe I'm wrong on this. I was going to say, you signed up for two tickets, and, you know,
I think that was the max I could sign up for.
Well, right, but nice of you to bring Lauren is my point. But what if you had that? Like, if you can just bring whoever you want, like, that's how to get away with selling your ticket without selling your ticket.
Exactly.
You know, you sell the day with Josh versus, you know, who happens to have an extra ticket. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got here on the docket a day with Josh. Yep. It also happens to be at the Masters.
Yeah,
who's
Masters,
coming with me?
Masters admission included with day with Josh. You know, it's like if you were a small business and you said, oh, you know, free alcohol with purchase of a ticket. Or it's like, we don't have to get a liquor license because we're not actually selling alcohol. We're just giving it away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Is that how that works? I don't feel like that's real.
Any advice given on the Life is Funny podcast is Life is Funny, you know, and it's
not real advice. Fake advice. It's all a joke.
Life is Funny and its producers and co-hosts are not responsible for any liability that you may incur by enacting things brought up on the Life is Funny podcast.
Amen. And that is in perpetuity for all episodes, all the time. We expect that you will always listen to this disclosure.
Does perpetuity I know it covers, like, forward. Does it cover backwards too? Like, we just need to cover all our bases.
I don't know what the word would be to have it cover.
This is,
like,
a retroactive, you know, like,
retroactive and in perpetuity.
There we go. We gotta flesh that one out a little bit, but we'll get a hold of our lawyers and get that squared away.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, overall, it was a great week. It was awesome. And we did drive down on Tuesday, went to the Masters, and drove back on Thursday. I think if I were going again, like, do I regret doing it that way? Yeah. Do I regret doing it that way? No, not really. Like, it was still very much worth it. But, like, I think I would have gone to, like, I don't know, Savannah or, like, Charleston or something for, like, a day on either end of it to, like, just make it more of, like, especially if you're driving, more of a trip rather than just, like, we're going down for this event.
Yeah, that makes sense. But, hey, you know, at least you were close enough to drive and, like, you know, it had the ability to make that happen, you know, even the boom boom. Like, yeah, it would suck, like, if I got Masters tickets with my job and, like, it's like... I have the day of the Master. Like, I got to get down there that night.
Yeah, you got to get down there on the day and get back on the day. Like, good luck.
Uh-huh. So I'm glad that you were able to go, and I'm glad it was a good time. But, yeah.
But now you have me really thinking. I had never thought about this until now. but like all of the people in my life that wouldn't typically apply for tickets, I should be talking to them like, hey dad, you need to apply for master's tickets. If you don't want to go, like just sell them to me and we've got the same name, like same last
name. There you go.
And, like, I can get in no problem. All right. All right, Cam, please apply for tickets and like we'll go together like when you win. Like just everybody, like everybody who I know that wouldn't normally apply, but that would probably go at least once to like have fun. And wouldn't have anybody else to invite potentially. Like they're like, oh, who would I invite?
To single
like,
out your,
those are the people I need
niche,
to be coaching.
Like Venn diagram, but yeah, it's like, you know, willing enough and likes me enough, but also lonely enough that they don't have someone else that they take.
Not like lonely enough, no, but I like know. I'm thinking about joke, like but... like if you were to apply for tickets, I'm not saying I would be your only choice, but I do have like.
No, you'd probably like. I'm sure Rachel would say, "Yeah, I don't really. That's okay. Like can go."
Well, and I think like Cam, his fiance Maddie, like I think it would be the same way. Or like my dad, he's like my mom's not gonna want to go to the Masters. So like,
has
the three
Lauren
of you, I've got like
it?
A real. What
has Lauren signed up for it? Because I feel like
you
she
can only do one person per household.
And they know that, like. I guess
yeah, when you
so.
Put, like
oh,
when
you
apply, you give them your address and like they check it. So I've got a whole list of people. I got to come up with my list. It's not a very long list, but it's a list nonetheless that I need to get people applying.
I think so. You know, just let me know. I'd happily you know try to up that 0.005% or whatever. But
I mean, hey, if we can get like 2%, well, and that was the other point I was gonna make on that is like I applied for 6 years before getting them. I was like afterwards Googling like how long people had applied. And there were several people who were like, I've applied for 10 or 12 years and never gotten them.
And I do wonder now, too, like, because this would make sense. I feel like this sometimes is how stuff like that goes. Like, once you get in once, like, I wonder if you if your percentage of, or your chance of getting it again goes up, you know? Like,
I think it does. Yeah. I think it does. Because it seems like a lot of people were like, oh, this isn't my first time here. Like, I've been to the Masters. Like, it seems like a lot of people that you talk to, it's either they've been zero times or they've been multiple
times.
Well,
right, yeah, because if it really was percentage-wise, the 0.0 whatever percent, like, it would be a new, just statistically, like, a whole new crop of people every single year that go to the Masters, like, just about. So, yeah.
You would think so.
Interesting stuff.
10 out of 10 would recommend it. 10 out of 10. So
glad to hear it. That's also the reviews we like to hear for the Life is Funny podcast, for what it's worth. So
10 out of 10 stars over here for us.
Much like the Masters, 10 out of 10 would recommend the Life is Funny podcast. Feel free to put that on a shirt, you know, and just sell it for 30 bucks.
Sir.
But
well, anything else you want to hit the folks with before we wrap it up?
Yeah, a couple other small things. So I feel like you had tons of sticking it to the man's. Mine is I, on Facebook Marketplace, got some free Bob Evans carrots. I got 16 boxes of Bob Evans microwavable carrot like side dishes. Each one has four servings of carrots in it. So like I have been eating so many carrots and I still have I got 16
I thought
of
you
them.
Were looking a little orange.
Yeah. Actually, my eyesight is so good. I was telling Rachel I can see in the dark. I can see through my eyelids nowadays. Yeah. It's getting interesting.
I just want to know. Okay, we need more context.
There's not much more context. That's the great.
Like,
thing.
Were you just surfing? Were you surfing Facebook Marketplace for carrots?
No.
Also,
I'm always
like,
on
why,
Facebook
what
Marketplace.
What made you be like, oh, I'll take that many free carrots?
Okay, so
like, I gotta know the full story. Like, I want.
Start to finish,
like, how did this go down?
Yes, on Facebook Marketplace, I'm always there looking for stuff. And I have it, like, you know, there's the For You page and, like, the local page. And on local...
I thought you were going to say, like, I always have a monitor up at work, just it's on auto-scroll.
Yeah.
And I'm just constantly looking over.
No, having, you know, every single thing that I want, you know, it's, oh, you know, maybe it's For Real Friends parrots, or maybe it's carrots, you know, it's whatever it might be. It's actually things that rhyme. So we've gotten carrots, we've gotten parrots. Not sure what's next, but anyways, we are so on the local page, stuff just pops up that is local, and this was free. It was somebody like, I have, you know, we can't eat all these carrots because makes sense. I'm struggling too. But anyways, they're like, we're giving, you know, don't want them to go to waste. So that is the reason why I thought, hey, like, I hate food. Like, that is one of my things. Like, I hate people wasting food.
Hate food waste.
And like, yeah,
I
like,
also hate food waste.
Yeah, so I think, you know what? I like carrots. I can eat these carrots. They're giving these carrots away for free. Like, Yes, please sign me up. Why not? Like, there's no reason not to, other than, like, you know, maybe somebody else that is more needing of 16 boxes of carrots. But so I gave it some time, and I was even like, hey, I'll take a couple of boxes, you know, like, I don't need 16 yeah. boxes. If somebody else has reached out,
nobody does. Well, right. Nobody's like, I need, you that's know what I'm looking for today. I gotta wonder how many boxes of carrots these people had.
I know. And what's kind of ridiculous too, is I think I saw like a couple days later, like later in the week, someone else in like a different part of the state, like, cause I might've switched my search to Columbus, also had some of these Bob Evans carrots. So I don't know if like,
what's there going was on a, with these Bob Evans carrots?
Yeah, or like if there was like a some delivery, you know, like Swanson's or something that like that was on their menu. I have no idea. The fact that I saw it twice was
really
weird to me.
Recall on carrots? We don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, maybe. So anyways, I bought the, or didn't buy these. I went to pick up these carrots and it, like the guy like that gave them to me was like, you know what? Just take them all. I was like, okay, thanks. So I got all these carrots. Rachel has had a couple like, I would say a couple bites, maybe, you know, I'd say maybe two servings of the, so I've eaten eight of the 16 bites. Boxes since getting
them. Oh, you're crushing yeah. through
so
the carrots.
So by my math, that is, what, 32 servings of carrots? And, yeah, it's a lot. The other
good.
Thing
you
that,
are looking a little tan.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
Like,
it's really, really
helping. Can't
you
actually
out.
Turn orange from eating too many carrots? Like, isn't
probably.
That a real thing?
Yeah, I'm sure. That sounds like a good little extra fact of the week, so... Yeah, it's a multifaceted beneficial dietary change for me. So it's fun stuff. So that's my sticking it to the man. One thing I totally forgot to bring up with the baseball game, and this is there's not much to it, and I should have taken a picture of it. Rachel and I's seats were not next to each other. So we went to the game, and what? The seats were very technically next to each other. However, when you're picking them on the map, they show up as little dots, like all sorts, you know, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Rachel yes. and I picked, or I picked, two dots right next to each other on the map. Yeah. However, when we got there is about a, and this is exactly how big it is, because that's probably what it's there for, a wheelchair-sized gap between the two seats that Rachel and I had with other seats very next to us on the other sides of us. So we did not necessarily get to sit like next to each other at the game.
Yeah,
and that
how's
was
going over there?
Not advertised at all on the pictures of the tickets. Like when you picked them, it's just, you kind of had to know when you showed up. So that was very funny that the seats were too far apart. I plenty of leg room. It was great, you know, because I could just stretch out.
Yeah.
But yeah. So just a heads up, reach out to me if you want to know which seats to either pick or not pick. It was so
yeah,
funny though. Because, like I joked with Rachel. I was like, can you imagine if this was our like first date and you say, hey, I got us two tickets and they're like an arm's length apart from like, you know, this person you're on a date with or something. Like, what just a recipe perfect. For, or like if you took, you know, like I'm going to a baseball game with my dad this summer. It's like, hey, you know, dad, I'll see you later. Like, looks like you're an aisle away. We'll talk after the ninth inning's over. Like,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
Wish we would have known.
Meet me in the concourse a little later on.
Exactly. Yeah. So very funny about that. And last but not least, before your lunch break, you know, it gets calling back. I've got a couple puns. One of them, I would say worst pun of the last 2 weeks, because I still don't know mm-hmm. what it's going for, but it is Masters related. It's a picture of a gnome and it says gnome saying. I have no idea what they're trying to like.
No idea.
Know what I'm saying?
I've got no idea what that
yeah,
means.
Hey, there you go. That's good. Because even that, gnome saying, know what I'm saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of
I think
a
that's what it's
ish.
Going for. Like,
but
like,
it's
know what I'm saying?
Gnome.
Know what
like,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gnome saying?
Gnome
saying?
No
what?
Right. Gnome saying? So that, I don't know. That doesn't make a ton of sense. There were a couple of good ones. I like this one because I like cashews, and it was cashew a question. Not great, but, you know,
yeah.
not a lot to work with.
Sure.
And this one, I enjoyed it. Made me laugh. I think because it was actually this was the day after the gnome saying one. So maybe just by
bar
the
was
that,
low.
Yeah, the bar was bar incredibly was low. And it was single and ready to flamingle. And it was a picture of a flamingo. So
there you go. That's pretty good.
Gotta love
that's
these puns. Good. But that's all I got, you know. That's a like podcast. That.
There we go. There we go. Thank you all so much for joining us this week. This has been the Life is Funny podcast, and we will see you in the next one. Bye, everybody.
See ya.